my guest died, went to heaven, but was sent back for many reasons. But one of the major reasons was to reveal the secrets of angels. Did you know that your entire future was written in advance? And there's books that have exactly what you're supposed to do. And it's the job of the angels to help you step by step fulfill your destiny. But most believers don't know how to cooperate with the angels. Would you like to learn? Now, Kevin, you have told me many times that there is an angel that comes with you to accomplish what you speak. Is that angel here now?
Yes, he's come.
I'm so glad you're here.
And I'm even more relieved than you are.
Okay. Now, you have a mandate to teach on angels. How'd that come about?
I was taught that we need to start to recognize the fact that we have been assigned angels that have read our books in heaven, according to Psalms 139. So this process of them reading the books becomes the agenda of angels, which is the agenda of God. And so this agenda of angels comes down and they make the agenda of angels, which is the agenda of God, our agenda. And that's their goal, is to cause us to do our books. They help us. They assist us. So there's this mindset that has to happen. And the Lord said to me, if this does not happen, this next move of God will not be what He intended.
Tell me about the first angel you ever encountered.
Well, Sid, I feel that people talk too much about the devil. So they talk about all the things that the devil's doing to them. But if you talk like one instance where an angel comes into your room like it did for me on this first time, and I was just praying, I was just being a nice Christian, praying in tongues, pacing back and forth, and all of a sudden something shifted in my room. And when I looked, the door had swung open in my dorm room. And whatever came in there, he was huge. I couldn't see in the dark until he got close to me. But he must have been 10 feet tall. And it looked like he weighed 800 pounds. He's in full Roman armor, centurion armor, that you can look up. So he walked over to me. I had fallen and I couldn't even move. The holiness of God was just pulsating from him. He grabbed me, picked me up, and he said, I've been sent from the presence of the Lord to tell you and to warn you that you must set yourself apart. You must come out from among everyone and set yourself apart for the next 6 months. And he instructed me. He said, now there are people that are going to actually be judged by God that are around you right now, and you are not to be their friends anymore. And he showed me who they were, and there was a whole group of them. And I said, I didn't suspect any of this. So he told me, he said, now you're going to set yourself apart and you're going to see God because you're called and the Lord has plans for you and you must do this. And all of a sudden he stopped. And I said, continue. And he went like that. And he was listening in his ear and the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. And he said, I've been called to another place. Go to the prayer chapel and the Holy Spirit will finish my message. And I said, well, you're right here. Just go ahead and finish it. And he said, he got upset with me. He said, I said, go and pray and the Holy Spirit will finish it. And he turned and he started to run down the hallway and disappeared into the air.
And that was just his first encounter with an angel. There's something that a lot of people don't understand. How does supernatural languages or speaking in tongues coincide with these messengers, these angels?
When I was with Jesus, he showed me that tongues was the number one way to enter into the supernatural realm while you're doing your everyday life. And so I saw, though, that when I prayed in tongues, I was praying forth the will of God according to Romans 8:26. So when in my weakness, the Holy Spirit came in and gave me the ability. Well, I saw that angels understood what I was saying in tongues, but what I was saying in tongues was the agenda of God, which when they looked at their agenda that they were sent to help me with, it was their agenda. So my agenda was angels' agenda, and it was God's agenda. So why would you not pray in tongues all the time like Paul did? Why would you not want to engage? And I found myself in supernatural missions where I felt like I was on some special forces team. I had angels that were taking me places and telling me, go talk to this person. And they would just be led to the Lord immediately. And they're here right now, Sid. There's actually more angels with this group of people that we're talking to than there are people. There are at least twice as many angels in any one place.
This is going to get a little crunchy. He had a meeting with some angels who identified themselves as Pentagon angels and how they work to help the United States and Israel. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. He's having the time of his life. He has the ability, he's a seer, to look into the invisible world. I can let him tell me what he sees. And he's seeing so much stuff going on. But if it's so much stuff going in here, it's going right through your television and computer, I tell you. Tell me about the Pentagon angels.
Well, how that happened was I was at work, and I just checked into the hotel. And when I went up to my room, I just told my crew, I'll meet you for dinner. So we did that. When I came back, I did not expect this. You know, but when I opened my door to my room, the power of God was so strong. Can you imagine having the power of God in your room stronger than any church service you've ever encountered? And there's nobody in there, I thought, until I heard the door shut and I turned to my right, and there in the corner were six angels standing there smiling. And they looked like they were excited to talk with me. And these didn't have wings. They didn't have, you know, your standard. They were just robed individuals. There were six of them. And they said, we've been waiting for you to come. We heard you were coming. We're so excited. He says, because you get it. And I said, I get it? He goes, yeah. He says, you operate in the spirit as though we're real. And angels love it when people treat us as though we're real and we're fellow servants. Because, you know, it says that in the book of Revelation that John was not to worship that angel because we're fellow servants with you. And so they were so excited. And so they began just to talk to me and reveal the other side to me as I was standing there. And you know what I said to them? I said, no one's going to believe this if I ever tell anybody this. And they said, well, we heard that you worship God everywhere you go in your hotel room after work. You work long days, and then you walk in your room, and the first thing you do is you raise your hands without music, and you start to worship the Father God. And they said, Kevin, we've been sent to talk to you about some things. And they started to tell me about the move of God that was coming, that was the glory of the Father. So the Father was going to be revealed in this last move. And they showed me how there was the charismatic move and there was the Jesus movement. And now there's going to be the Father movement. And the Father's been silent in a sense of he's spoken through his Son. And so they started to tell me all these things, and they started to reveal to me, they said, really, the special forces angels are already on the ground and all their equipment for this next move. So don't wait any longer, because it's already rising, and the glory of the Lord is there. So they taught me, they taught me how to yield to the glory and speak from the glory. So when the glory comes into a room, you speak from it and you become another person. And so they taught me how to do that. They actually showed me, I'll just tell you, they handed me my books that I haven't even written yet. They handed them through a veil, and they said, these are from the Father God. These are given to you, and they are not to be touched by any other man because they are sacred. So don't let anyone edit out anything that the Father God gives you to write, because the people need to hear these things. I said, can you guys come with me? And they said, oh, no. We can't because we're assigned to the Pentagon.
Now, this room you were in was right across the street, like, from the Pentagon.
Yeah, you could see the Pentagon through my window. And I said, you work at the Pentagon? They said, yeah, those people over there, they think they're running this country, but we really are. That's what they said. They said, we're there.
I haven't seen that on Fox or CNN lately.
And I said, oh, people aren't going to believe this at all. I thought, oh, you know, so for a while, I never told anybody. But they said the importance was is that this country must stay with its foundation, which is God Almighty, and that the prosperity of this nation was helping support missionaries all over the world, they said, and that the interests of Israel were their assignment at the Pentagon. So they were under Michael, and they were sent as under Michael the Archangel, sent to the Pentagon to make sure that Israel was always protected. And I just want to talk to the people at home, because one thing that I noticed about Jesus when I had my heavenly visitation with him was that I felt value and I felt secure. And I know that Jesus sent angels to make us feel secure. They're there to secure your life and to help you. But you got to remember something. Jesus values you. The Father values you. And I'm telling you this because you've got to stay in there with God right now. Do not give in. Those demons, they're going to have to stop tormenting you at night. They're going to stop, because I'm breaking the power right now. Those visitations at night were going to be angels. The Lord is going to turn it around, and angels are going to visit you at night. You know, Sid, I hear people all the time, they tell me, the devil said this to me, and, you know, these demons, they keep bothering me. But I hardly ever hear anybody say, oh, my angel came and told me that I'm doing fine and that tomorrow I got a big surprise for you. You know, you say that and they think you're loopy. But if you go to get a testimony service at church, they'll tell you, like, for 15 minutes what the devil's been doing to them all week. But I'm sorry, I've just feel that the church needs to turn around the body of Christ, that Messiah has delivered us. And so the angels have come to deliver us. The Holy Spirit inside of us, he's a deliverer. And so it's time to start talking about what the angels are doing. They have the agenda, and it's the agenda of God, and it's our books.
Speaking of the agenda of God, he learned so much, and there he had an experience that, you correct me if I'm wrong, you've never really publicly shared before, on Mount Sinai. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Call now and get Kevin Zadai's powerful brand new book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Agenda of Angels, plus Kevin's anointed heavenly music CD, Victory, exclusive for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9588. Through Kevin Zadai's brand new book, The Agenda of Angels, you will clearly understand what the holy angels want you to know on how you can be a part of the next powerful move of God that is about to invade planet Earth. Through this book, you will understand the angelic command center of heaven, discover the battle strategies of heaven, decode the veil of secrecy that surrounds the dimensions of the spirit, clearly discern God's will for your life, identify and defeat your enemies, execute the victorious rules of engagement, establish a link between praying in tongues and operating in the supernatural, assign your angels by speaking to them the directives of God out loud, and so much more. Through Kevin's two-part audio teaching, The Agenda of Angels, you will learn how to cooperate with the angels assigned to you. Encounter the supernatural realm of miracles, signs, and wonders every day. Understand how angels will help you do the greater works. Learn how worship attracts angelic activity. Kevin also prays powerful prayers of impartation for you to have your spiritual eyes and ears opened. Break any holds the enemy has over your life. Receive physical and emotional healing. Activate angelic activity in your life to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Plus, you'll receive this bonus, Kevin's anointed heavenly music CD, Victory. Before Kevin Zadai visited heaven, he didn't have any musical skills. Now, supernaturally, he can play 14 musical instruments. Through this music, you will be ushered beyond the veil into heaven's atmosphere. The glory of God right into your home, your car, your office, or wherever you listen. Don't miss out on getting Kevin Zadai's powerful brand new book and two-part audio CD teaching, The Agenda of Angels, plus Kevin's anointed heavenly music CD, Victory, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9588. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9588 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Kevin, you literally went to what you call the command center in heaven. What did you see?
Well, I was surprised that heaven is a kingdom, of course, you know, the kingdom of God, but it has a military. And there was a military department and a military building, and there was a command center. And Jesus was head of all the angels. He was the Lord of hosts. And all the angels answer to him, and there's all these different ranks, and there's all different kinds of angels. There's more than we even know. And they are asking Jesus, what do we do about this? Because their book says this. And they have these books that they went and got. They've got people's names on them. And this is what you wrote about them, Lord, before they were born. You wrote each one of their days in a book. And so this is what's going on. But we need to know what we should do about this, because if they're being disobedient or if they're in rebellion, it's hard for an angel to win people over. So the Holy Spirit has to work, and Jesus has to work on other ways. So they send people, they run into people, and the angels are told, okay, set it up so that they talk to this person on the bus. And so you'll find yourself, if you're in disobedience, every year you'll find yourself in the same spot at being told the same thing, because the angels put you in a cycle. So the command center does all this. They determine who they're going to influence to listen to this. It has to do with a whole generation. So everything that is done, God is thinking about his family, but not just our generation, but the next generation. And they also have these notes that say that a previous generation prayed, so we have to honor that.
Yeah. This gets pretty deep.
I'll tell you.
I want to hear about that experience you've never shared publicly on Mount Sinai.
Well, that, I'm telling you, I don't know where to start with that, except that I was writing a book by another title. And as I was doing that, I sat in my chair that I write in, and the power of God was so strong in my office, and all of a sudden I didn't feel the chair anymore. And so I knew that, you know, something was shifting. And
you know, as you're starting to share this, the presence
yeah.
of God is getting stronger and stronger, really, on what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what happened was, as I went somewhere, and I'm just being honest with you, maybe people can help me out, because I can't explain it. This happens to me as a normal Christian. I don't claim to have any rank in the body of Christ. I'm just a normal Christian that prays in tongues. And I don't think of myself as anything else. So the playing field is level with this. I was doing what God asked me to do to write this book. And I found myself on a mountaintop, very high up, and there were angels surrounding the top of this mountain. And in the center, I saw a man talking in the glory with someone. I could not see who it was, but I believe it was God, and it was Moses. And I didn't know what to do, so I looked down, and it looked like there was snow on the ground, but it was this gray slate type rock. And I kicked one of the rocks, and I thought it was snow, but it didn't respond like snow would. It was white hot from the person who was standing in the center, the God Almighty. And the place was so holy that I couldn't move anymore, but I felt at home. I felt clean. You know, the fear of the Lord is clean, it says. The fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. I started to receive downloads for this new book called The Agenda of Angels. So then I saw four of these angels move forward to talk to me. And one of them spoke, and this is what he said. He said, go back and tell the people not to grieve their angels. And I said, I have. I've told people. He says, it's not enough. And he gave me Exodus 23, where it talked about the angel that was sent among the children of Israel, because God couldn't be among them because they were stiff-necked and unbelieving. So he said that angel was grieved and provoked. And God said, don't provoke that angel, because he will not tolerate your sin. And those angels said, it's happening, Kevin. And he said, you need to go back. He said, the angels have been sent to work with man and implement this next move. It must happen, because the harvest must come in. And I was back in my chair in my office again. And the presence of God was so strong, and the love of the Father. I feel that this generation is so valuable to God. And I feel it's time. And I know this is the fact, we're going to get visited, and a lot of people, whether they like it or not, the supernatural is going to invade their environment. But I'm telling this now on this show because I sense that the children of God who have walked with God, they should be able to jump in right now, not wait. And that's what the angels are saying. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And don't provoke your angel by being unbelieving.
What do you mean by jump in?
Well, there's a river of life. I saw the river of life when I was in heaven, and it was so beautiful. I knew if I got one drink out of that river of life that I would live 1,000 years. So I was like wanting to go down there and drink. But I didn't get to. I got sent back. But here's the thing, that river is coming up from within us. Jesus said that river is coming up from within us, and it's eternal life. And I'm just telling you that the angels are waiting for us to tap into what God has already done through Jesus the Messiah. We need to go ahead and go to the altar, go back to the cross. We need to turn our faces back towards the Lord God and allow the angels to do their job. That's what they would do if you were interviewing
them. You know what I'm
hearing
you say? That it's time for a new beginning.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you say, you know better. You know better. And it's time to stop letting the flesh control your life. It's time to let God control your life. Look in the camera, and I want you to pray a prayer that people surrender to God.
Right now, just open your hearts. Father, I just thank you. Just say it. Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
I relinquish my will to you.
I relinquish my will to you.
Tell the angels to pull my book in heaven.
Tell the angels to pull my book in heaven.
And allow the angels to implement that.
And allow the angels to implement
that. I agree with your will.
I agree with your will.
I hand over my life to Jesus the Messiah.
I hand over my life to Jesus.
Everything I give to you.
Everything I give to you.
Nothing withholding.
Nothing withholding.
Offering myself as a sacrifice.
Offering myself as a sacrifice.
In the name of Jesus Messiah.
In the name of Jesus Messiah. You said that prayer, you meant it. Get ready for the ride of your life.